Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Saints. I'm Michael Tivo Mike Jefferson, teaching pastor and author of the book Victory. Welcome to the Tivo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. I'm here in the studio with my best friend and our entertainment guru, Mike Warner.
Hello, guys.
Glory. 3 months after a seemingly ever-increasing jackpot prize, which culminated to $1.537 billion and more than 300 million tickets sold, the Mega Millions claimed a winner last Tuesday night, a single lucky ticket holder. This is great. We explore why millions of people, including Christians, were happy to spend $3 for about 15 seconds of irrational hope, a conversation on the lotto and God.
Talking about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. Tivo Mike.
It's Monday, October 29th. Why do people play the lottery? It's Money Monday. On the one hand, the answer is obvious enough. We're happy to spend $3 for 15 seconds of irrational hope for the pleasure of thinking about what might happen if we'd suddenly won millions of dollars. While most players know they won't win, duh, the odds are a joke. The latex-coated ticket is a cheap permission to daydream, to think about the possibility of a better life.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
That is definitely something.
It's a great article, I think.
It was a very good article. I was a little annoyed in the article because it's all stuff you hear. Only the poor people want to be rich.
And, right. And so the rich people are already rich.
And that's the thing. Like they say the line, and I don't think they realize how dumb the line sounds. Like, obviously, if you're already wealthy,
right,
you're not playing a game of chance to get wealthy. I mean, you might.
Right.
But
if it's big enough,
it's not a priority for you because you're already wealthy.
Yes.
So, yes, it's the poor people or the working class people who are like, oh, yeah, I'd like to win $1,000. Like,
right. But they're thinking, I want to win
the millions or
the billion, the one, because everybody frenzied. It was this culmination of these 3 months was like this ground swelling. I mean, everybody that I came in contact with, everybody was telling me their dream on what they would do if they won, regardless if they played. Everyone had to tell me the conversation. Because I would end and say, how many tickets did you get? Oh, I didn't get a ticket. I don't play. But they were just dreaming of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exciting.
And it is, of course.
Yeah, right?
Think about it. Like $150 million.
Yes.
That's a lot of houses.
That's ridiculous.
I think in that one case,
and that's only 10% of the prize.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
In that case of what we talked about, where like what we would do, I think in that case, and my wealth came that way, I might buy my dad his house.
Oh, like, there you
that'd
go.
That'd be the only time. I'd have to win the lottery. It wouldn't come off my work income. Like, like I didn't get any out of his work income.
Right.
So
oh,
you
know. All the light of it all. The light of it all. Because we don't spread shadows here.
There ain't no shadows here.
We give light, bless God.
Bring it. If you don't
no,
like
but it's
it,
so interesting.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, right.
Hello, it. You
it's
will like.
So, please let us know if you have light to spread. But it's true. You're right. You're thinking about, well, you think about the fantasy of it all. It's not earned. It's just a sudden wealth.
Yeah.
I noticed for myself, I was, you know, because I'm very detailed anyway. So I had this thing down.
And oh,
I
me
did
too.
And I did play. I played. I thought it was a buck because, you know.
Oh, it's like $2.
That was
right?
The thing in the Tucson.
Wait,
growing up.
Or did you play Powerball?
I don't know which one I did. And I remember in Tucson, they would always say, where else can you buy dreams for $1?
Yeah, because it used to only be $1
yeah.
for Powerball.
I went there. That well, people said $2. To me, $2. And he says, what are your numbers? I said, I don't know. Don't y'all give me the numbers?
Quick pick.
So I had
yeah.
to do the quick pick. And then he was like, oh, you didn't do the number. Like, I just quick pick. He goes, no, now there's another number that is separate from the five. Like, y'all are making this too complicated. There's a five number and then a
the
mega problem. Number
oh,
or whatever.
See, I don't play Mega Millions.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
So I have no idea.
It's too much. It's too much trouble. But did I have fun or not dreaming? Yes. It crystallized for me what it is. Like, because nothing changed. I said in my ethos, in my own mind, in my vision for myself, I'm summoning someone. I'm not going to say that person's name because it's only Monday. But that's how it was.
I knew already when you said Eat
I
Those.
I can't quit you.
As soon as you said
I
Eat
can't
Those,
quit
I was
you.
Like, really?
Right.
Eat Those on
I
Monday?
I can't quit you as much as I want to. Doesn't own our own, but who cares? So I thought, you know what I would do is I would immediately, of course, pay off my debts.
Yep.
That'd be a fun day to, and conversation to have. Then I would move to London, and which was the next step that I wanted to do. Go there for 2-3 years, work with some ministries out there, and begin my career. That's all I would do. And take care. And then I would host a gathering for my family. Then I would host another gathering for some of my friends. And at the gathering for the family, it would be called A Night of Dreams, right? It's a big shindig, whatever, some nice hotel in some middle of the country area, like Colorado or something. Everybody got to fly in and not be. And they were invited, okay? Notice.
So you flew
they would be invited. Yeah, and I pay for your plane ticket, coach, to get there. And or if they all came from the same place, I would charter. And then it would come there, and I would say, okay, great. What is it you all want to do with your life? And before you start calling me and emailing me and bugging me, I am already willing with an open heart to give you your one thing you want. You want to open up a restaurant. You want to always start up or whatever. How much does that cost? Here you go. But it's one and done. It's one and done. So you never have to worry about I'm not answering your phone calls. I think I'm someone different. I've changed. No, you get to have whatever it is you want. Whatever it is. What's the dream? What's your dream? I've always wanted a really big house. Done. Next. I always wanted a nice car. Wonderful. Boom. It better be a really nice car because this is one and done. What car do you want? A Toyota Prius. You get one car.
What if it's two cars for the price of one?
No, one car. I thought about it because then people may pick two expensive cars.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So one car, and and it would just be whatever. I would go around, and that would be the thing. Then I'd have the same thing with my friends, but it'd be a different tone. It'd be one-on-one.
Yeah.
And it would be like a dinner somewhere.
Because you don't want those other friends to know that you value the other friend more.
Right, yeah. They're like, wait, but he asked for what now? And will she get what? And
they would
we would
all
just
hate
have
me.
We would just have the deal. Because then you help people the way you really wanted to.
Yeah.
And then you don't feel resentment, right? So it's the most generous way
that's
of being real.
Like, for me too, like I would buy my house.
Right.
I would buy my second house because I want a second house. That's just what it is. And probably some mode of transportation other than the car.
Yes.
Something in a plane.
Oh, there you go.
Or just maybe like not own the plane, but maybe I own like a...
Oh, like a subscription. Like
a
NetJet.
I can fly whenever I want type thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Then my brothers and sisters would
that's
all be
really
taken
good.
Care of, whether how often we talk or don't talk.
Amen.
All the ones that grew up in my house, for sure. And probably the ones that didn't grow up in my house as well, like on my dad's side, just because...
Yeah, why not?
I guess they could have a... For me, it would be good because, unfortunately,
right.
The resemblance is uncanny.
Amen.
So,
so you know they're
one
yours.
One good memory
right.
of their dad, or with their dad in mind.
That's true, because it could be under his legacy.
It'd be my legacy, but he doesn't have a legacy, so... It would be my legacy as their big brother.
Right.
I would still
you can call it legacy night.
Yeah, exactly. Because I would still do something for them.
Right.
And just make sure that everyone would own their house. Like everyone would have a house they own.
Yes.
I'm not saying everyone's gonna get a $200,000 house. I'm just
right.
saying everybody would own their
get a
house where they live at.
Right.
My mom would have her house and insurance
good.
For when she decides to change jobs or whatever. That the
she
house
do
is good, yeah.
Right.
So she's comfortable.
Yes.
And then from there, I would just like live. I would just take care of people who took care of me. I have cousins who've always been there. Even now, if I call tomorrow, and I'm sure they'd be like, "Oh God, just give us some money," but they never say no.
Right. See.
So they'd be taken care of.
Yes.
It would just be crazy. It would just be
crazy.
The thing is, I don't know what I would do with all of the money.
Right.
Because the amount of people, I would help a lot of people. Like, I'd probably give a lot of money to the church,
right.
make up for all the years of not tithing. I could dump a lot of, I mean, I'm sure with all the money I'd be getting,
that's true.
I could make up for all the years of not tithing.
That's
so.
True. You could just tithe twice.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'll give the initial, because the tithe would be $157 million.
Yeah.
And then you give another $157 million. That covered all the years that you didn't tithe.
Exactly.
And now you're caught up.
Exactly. Like, now we're even. Yeah. I might even have some future in there. So it's like.
Yes.
But that's truthfully, I think, how I would play it, because there's not, like you said, I don't want to be miffed
right
about it. I don't want to be upset about it. I want to enjoy it. If I ever, I mean, yes. I don't play enough to be like, yes, I'm going to win, but I want to enjoy what I do. I won $53 the other day.
See?
On a $3 ticket or a $1, I don't even know how much ticket was. I was like, oh, I'll take one.
Right. And then you won.
That's right.
And we won too. We'll be back right after this. In 2 and 2.
When you visit the gloomy slums tabernacling themselves in places like K2 and Ajegunle, your definition of survivor is replaced by the gory scenes that churns you inside out. When life suddenly makes sure you were born into a circumstance that is a circle with a stance spread against you, you know that the dream is a non-negotiable thing. Life that was supposed to be amazing becomes a maze. You are in, you are stripped of the strength and the sense to dream up lofty dreams. You just want to change your bed from the rice sack that's been consumed since 1964. You just want to change your pillow from the lock of wood that Baba Fatima is still keeping malice with you about. 3. When you are born into the poverty of places like Mushin, you become a poster child, a muse in the political propaganda that makes the pot belly thieves responsible for this disaster feel good about themselves by giving back to charity. 4. When every day you wake up, you have to make your way up the sunken ladder of debris, you understand that a dream is not a leisurely affair of wandering mind. A dream is a non-negotiable deal that you have to put a ring on or die trying. You know that a dream is a backbending affair where uncut stone begins their journey into diamond rings. And if you are like me, naive enough to believe you can change the world, to you I say Godspeed. May your dreams come true. Selah.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show here on Radio Public, hopefully. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're now on Alexa. You say, Alexa, please play the TiVo Mike Show. Now playing the TiVo Mike Show.
That's so crazy.
Go.
So good.
Right? We're so everywhere good. Fine podcasts are found.
That's right.
So we left off talking about what we would do with the lottery. And the only thing I would add, of course, is my mother and my father get a different experience than the rest of the family, because they get a better deal, both of them. They get to retire. I take care of everything they do.
Yes, such an amazing
yes,
stuff. The same thing. For my mother, she gets it. Like,
yeah, she gets all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And that should be that.
Even my mother-in-law.
Right.
Would
yeah.
Get.
If I had a mom-in-law, sure.
Even she would get. As
yes.
Much as I'm like.
Because parents
you know
are another thing.
Yes.
Bless them in more than one and done. I'd give them each a
they have an allowance?
Their own bank account that I'm on, and so therefore I just load it up every month, whatever it is, 5, 10, whatever they need, and then all the bills aren't paid from that. I pay that separately, so their bills will be on my
wow.
Name.
Wow,
yeah,
you're just coming to a whole new level.
Yeah, I would
I'm
do
thinking
that.
Probably like my mom, she'd get like 10 grand a month.
Well, that's good
because I love my mom, but she's a very fruitful spender. And the idea that, well, that sounds good right now.
Right.
And then 6 months ago, I don't use it. I'm like,
say, what
the hell did you spend for that? You don't use it?
Right.
Let's find a reason to use it.
Let's find a reason.
No, let's find it. You already bought it. Get your money's worth.
Let's find a reason to use that roof couch.
Yeah.
That you bought.
You couldn't wait to buy it.
Always on the roof.
Yeah.
To chill with the couch on the roof. Whatever.
Like, you bought it, so
yeah.
Let's use it. Like,
use it now. Go outside.
But
it's raining. It don't matter.
Yeah.
You use the umbrella we bought you. The umbrella, the couch, and that's the difference.
And I would definitely do it. And I would do that. My mom, no hesitation. My dad, he'd get the house.
Right.
And he'd get the house. Like, that's what it, I bet it'd be paid for.
I just love the way
there's
you
no taxes,
said
there's
he'll
no,
get the right, house.
He'll get the house.
And then you said, and thinking it's going to be something addition. And then
thinking,
he repeated the first.
I was thinking, what did he get?
Does he get a house and a car?
No. No, he get, because the car, he has to earn something, right? So, I mean, he did
he could earn his clothes
seven
and his
or six
furniture.
Great things in his life.
Right.
You know, I have my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Great. But that's the biggest extent of his accomplishment is what we've accomplished. So, you know,
wow.
He'll get the house. Maybe my sister will be well off and she'll give him the car.
We're getting there, people. We're getting there.
I know. You didn't just hold in place. Cause like before, it was like you wouldn't get anything.
No, right. So. Exactly. Now he's moved up to the house, which is a blessing. And the thing is, we read another article on God and Lotto.
That article
and
was good.
Should a Christian play the lottery? A lot of good reasons not to. Cool, whatever reasons to do it.
Yeah.
The issue that I wanted to take this conversation on was in a different direction, but with that article as the context.
Okay.
Because he makes a very great distinction that to you, if it is sin, it is sin. For you, if it is not sin, it is not sin. So, for instance, the Bible says that you can drink, but it says do not get drunk. I don't drink. Someone else may drink. If I drink, it is sin. To me,
to you,
the
yes.
drink is sin. So it's the same way with the gambling. You know, if you're spending $80 million a year trying to win $10 million a year, then that's dumb. Or whatever. Or wasting $2 even when that $2 could have been a roll of toilet paper that you needed. But whatever it is, some people think it's where else can you buy dreams for $2? Or the nightmare when you don't win. But the context I want to take it in is I notice when I talk to people about what would you do if you won this sudden wealth? Everyone's eyes that I've asked that question to, including our own entertainment guru here, eyes light up. And you become almost like in tune with almost your true self.
Yes.
And you're like, this is what would happen. I would give such and such, and I would do whatever.
And,
you notice that?
And it's funny, too, because when you were saying that, I think what we miss as people is, yes, you get that moment. But why not get that moment with the idea of what you're doing financially for your life now?
Because no one has millions of dollars now.
Well, no, but you got 2 million
a month.
So set the goal.
Right. Yeah, but remember, that's another part of the mind. Because, again, that's why
that
when
true,
I talk
yeah.
to you about the Dave Ramsey plan, people glaze over their eyes and they're like, when's he going to move on? I'm like, this is going to get you to the glory.
Because, well, that's my thing. Like, when
yeah.
I look at, like, the house, like, in
it's gonna get you.
In time,
right.
my mom was going to have a house.
Yes.
There's no
right.
question about that. And it's going to more
happen.
Than likely be for me.
Right.
Because
exactly.
that's just.
That's how it is.
That's exactly. That's just how it works.
Right. As it should be.
So, I mean, the lottery would make it happen faster.
Yes. And that's the thing. People, I think the cool place this article goes on, and it's a great question where I want to take this conversation, is have we replaced, because a lot of Christians play the game. Is it the faith has been put in the lotto instead of the faith in God, or is it that the faith doesn't see God as someone who would bless materially, but they still want it, so they go to Lotto?
That's interesting. I would say, in my opinion, if I play the Lotto, the faith is I will be blessed.
Right.
The blessing may not come in the idea that I've won the lottery itself.
Right.
But maybe there was something else that came, or because I played on this particular item or whatever, this blessing that came to me was in result of that.
Right.
Maybe I wouldn't have met in that. I wouldn't have meeting that person that was in line before me waiting for their next dream.
That's true.
And that connection could have, you know, abounded to something more.
Right. So you could spread
or,
the gospel to them, and all of a sudden.
And vice versa.
Believe.
Maybe there's something
right.
they could share or give to me that I could take away that I wouldn't
right.
have gotten otherwise.
So you're saying even the whole experience of it could lead to another blessing.
Correct. So, because people, like, to me, people pray and, like, oh, I'm going to pray and win the lottery. I'm not saying God wouldn't answer your prayer and win the lottery.
Right.
What I'm saying is the likelihood of him being able to answer every single person's prayer
right.
who's playing the lottery to win.
Yeah, because then you'd only win $20.
Exactly. So it's like...
That kind of sucks. Could you imagine we finally won the lottery?
I was excited. I won $16. I was all like, oh, snap.
But imagine if it's the $1.5 billion and we all get $20.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like winning that game on the app.
The quiz app.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I got 32 cents. I'm like, what the flip? I finally got through question 12 and I get 22 cents. But the rush of winning. Because I think it's very interesting.
That anticipation and then the adrenaline.
Right.
Like,
of what is it? And thinking about in this case, because I ask this to a lot of people, especially in the church, is asking them, if you had $100 million,
yeah,
what would you do for a living?
I'd still work.
Yeah, no, what would you do for a living?
I'd probably...
But hold on, that's interesting. But do you see what you just did? Even with my question, I said, what would you do for a living? And you heard, would I work anymore? Even though that's not what I was asking.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Because
that the world is so backwards that we think the point of life is not to work.
Well, I guess because when I hear people say, oh, I'll quit my job.
Right.
I might not do the same job I'm doing.
But isn't that interesting?
But I'll be working because I'll be doing what I want to do for a living.
But how fascinating is that?
Yeah.
That even just now, in this conversation, in this context of being a believer and loving Jesus, we're thinking, what would you do?
Yeah.
Like, what would you really do for a living? Because then you're doing what you need to do for a living, not for the money, but for the living.
Yeah.
So.
For the love.
For the love of what God has called us to do. Maybe we should be doing that now. This is the Tebow Mike Show.
Peter simply went back to doing what he was doing before. He returned to the old self. But then Jesus shows up. What does he say? He says, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. And what Jesus is doing with those commands is he is actually giving Peter a new identity. He's saying, Peter, you are no longer a fisherman. You are a shepherd. And that's what Jesus does. When he calls us to follow him, he not only redeems us of our sin, but he actually gives us a whole new identity. He says, you are no longer slaves. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. He says, it's no longer filthy rags, but now we are clothed in his righteousness. When we choose to follow Jesus, it's not just so that we can study the Bible more and show up to church every week. It is so that we can actually receive a whole new transformative identity because of his love and grace.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and guess what? We're on Twitter at EGMike84. Follow us, hashtag us, retweet us, and message us. You know what to do on the Twitter app. Do what that is. Here's the case that I would get to as a believer. When I finally thought, after I do those nights and bless people with the money and all these other things, I'd still be left with $729,455,000. Not that I thought this through. So I was like, I had it all after taxes, after this and that, and it would be a blessing. But what I immediately said is, you know what I would do? I would immediately go off. After my 2-year London extravaganza of working with all those ministries out there and just living in London, how cool is that? Is I would then, of course, go away, and there's a lot of books that God has put on my heart. I would write those books. And then I would, of course, get those books published, and then I would immediately start going around the world to whatever church was asking me to go and speak and give them the message that God placed on my heart. Mm. And I would do that forever. For the rest of my life, between writing books, doing the show, writing more books, doing more shows, going to different churches, giving the word of God, teaching classes at the local church that I belong to, all of this would happen. And I was like, that would be the life. And then here's, of course, the obvious setup to what the Holy Spirit would then ask, well, what's changed? I said, well, Lord, because then I don't have to worry about all these bills to pay, the 7 baby steps. I would follow those 7 baby steps up. It's like within 20 minutes because it's boom, 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 boom. And then I can go and focus on all these things full time. And he goes, great. So I like that. That's what you would do. It's great. That's great. That's great. That's great. That's great. That's he's setting me up.
It's coming.
It's too much great.
It's coming, yeah.
And then he said, so do you trust me?
Before you even got
that's
there,
what I'm saying.
I was there because yes. So you don't trust
it's so obvious. Because at this point, you know why it's obvious? Because God says, please, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
So it ain't a surprise when I say so.
That's right. And
you'll never hear
you follow me, but you don't think I make sure your bills
are paid? That's right. And you'll never hear someone say, you know, guess what the Lord told me? And they're going to be like, I did not see that coming.
Never.
No, because he's the same yesterday, today, forever. He said, well, talk to David, talk to Abraham, talk to Moses, talk to Jeremiah, talk to your sorry auntie. He has talked to everybody.
Yes.
Oh, that's the song. Everybody, everybody. Anyway, so he has talked with everyone. And that is what he told me. He said, well, do you trust me? And I said, well, kind of. He goes, kind of. I go, yeah, I'm not just going to go jump off. I hope you're not setting me up to say now, hey, move tomorrow. And there's nothing in the coffers. No, child. You got to go with more than a grand
in
the coffer. What the flip I'm going to do? He goes, he goes, don't worry, I'm not going to make you do that. I said, amen. But what he did tell me is he goes, so how many hours a week are you writing that book?
Mm.
And I said, zero.
See, and my dream would just be interviewing celebrities even more to the depth that I want. I'd probably pay them to let me hang out with them for 24 hours.
Right.
This way it's the best experience.
Right.
You can experience a lot in 24 hours, and they don't get to pick the day.
At all.
Just show up and say, here's $5,000. I'm your shadow for the next 24 hours.
Right. Just to kind of be like an entertainment reporter.
Yeah, because it was unplanned, so they can't coax to, you know, fix the day to go a certain way. But I would just love to have that experience. Like, you know, this is always about how they got there. It's not even about how they got there. Now that they're there, what are they doing with it?
Right. Right. And that's another question.
So it's like,
because they already have the amount.
Yes.
That lit us up.
Exactly.
The question I want to ask them is, are they lit up every day?
And that is exactly it. Like, you have the money that everyone's wanting.
Right. So it's already in your
with checking. Having that money, are you still driven?
Right.
Do you still have purpose?
Yes.
What are you using it for?
Did you still bless your mama?
Yeah, everyone
and your mama. Papa. And your neighbor. And your cat.
And your cat.
And your roof.
Well, some people bless the cat over the kids. So.
That's true. Well, sometimes the cats behave better than the kids. But, you know, that's what we got to do. But it's a very interesting question to stay. Because here's the thing. Remember, we obviously know that Michael Tiva Mike Jefferson, is, of course, concentrated on death.
Yes, unfortunately,
so,
too much.
So I'm saying what we're going to be doing with our life, we don't know when we're going to be taken out. We don't know if we're going to go downstairs, fall and trip and break our neck and die. We don't know if a cop's going to shoot us in the face thinking we were holding a gun and it was really a bottle of Sprite. You know, they thought we had a green gun. But whatever it is, or we die at 118 on a ski lift.
Yeah.
The issue is, did you do what you were called to do? And if you did, amen. But if you don't, what are you going to say to the man after this is all done?
That's right.
So I urge you, if you're listening to this podcast, go connect with the Holy Spirit and get to work.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
listen up, right? We got to. And we told you, we're not going to harp on debt as much. We're still going to talk about money. In this case, the money is talking about doing what you was called to do.
But you know what I'm also thinking is a great idea?
What's
is
that?
If you follow Jesus daily and not Sunday. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
The Tebow Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dino. A special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the Tebow Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.